Studio 212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PDRS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Talking Sound Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where negative 10 is the number to be desired. I am Chris Jordan, your host. With me today is Richard Adams.
Hello, everybody.
One of the head programmer for Breach.TV and one of the founders of Breach.TV as well. We're going to be talking a little bit today about new horizons in digital media, you know, where you can go to post your stuff, things that are going on with YouTube. There's all kinds of stuff going on with YouTube right now, as far as music rights and things like that. And that was a lot of the progeneration and coming about of Breach.TV. So,
right.
Richard, why don't you give our audience a quick gloss over as to what Breach is, what it's all about, and how it came about.
All right. So about a year ago, YouTube started having some significant blowback regarding advertiser-friendly videos, thanks to some content that was being uploaded that their advertisers felt was not...
Less than savory,
exactly. Content that they didn't feel like they needed to be associated with, so they started pulling their ads from the network, and consequently... Many YouTubers saw their revenue from the ad revenue drop significantly, some as much as 80 to 90%.
Yep.
So we decided that let's see if we can't do something better. And that's how the whole concept of Breach TV was developed. We went live last November. We're about 6,000 users strong today, about 1,500 videos and growing more every day. And, the final pieces are in place to start offering ad revenue to our content curators. So now we're going to focus on the next project, which is the FM project, which is going to be focused more towards the music community rather than the YouTube community.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about some of the, there was one exciting announcement that you didn't really pepper in there that I think this episode is really more about, which is, y'all's association with ASCAP, BMI, and the music registries.
Yes.
Because the real issue and what started happening, many of you may have noticed if you're a cover band that videos of yours have been muted. I have personally had episodes of I have had episodes of Talking Sound tell me that I was in violation of the copyright, even though I was interviewing the band whose music I was using, with their permission via... release. And even with a picture of that release being sent to them, they did not release the audio. And that part of the track is muted. I've had entire episodes muted where I've had DJ guests on who spun music.
Yep.
And that I think is a lot of what Breach is about, is it is a place for creators. It is a place for artists, for musicians to be able to get their stuff out there. And even get their covers out there, you know,
right.
get lessons out there, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And explain a little bit, how did y'all come into the association of ASCAP and BMI? How did y'all come to that resolution with that?
A good friend of mine who's been in the music industry for a very long time, he's been a career musician, came to me when we were having kind of a collaboration session up in Denton a few months back. And he says, you know, you're going to do this music platform, you've got to get Harry Fox involved so that we can start up and uploading our covers. So I reached out to Harry Fox. They got us set up, and I was like, you know...
And who is Harry Fox?
Harry Fox is a music licensing agency. They're an online registry of licenses for artists that can go out, say if they want to just record an entire album of nothing but covers.
Yeah.
They can go out and buy a set number of licenses to resell that music. And then Harry Fox gets a percentage of that. The revenue, which goes back to the original artist, the original writer and the artist they performed it.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, that's nice, but that's an awful small library. There's more songs than out there than they have in their library. So then I reached out to ASCAP. And ASCAP said, yeah, we actually do offer a very similar package to what you're getting with Harry Fox. Here's all the paperwork. So we got that all signed up. And basically how it works is all of the content that's uploaded that matches a description in either one of those two databases, it's then flagged for revenue share back to either ASCAP or BMI or yep. Harry Fox. It's 11% of the revenue goes back to whomever the licensee is originally.
Sure.
So that gets us legally safe with about 95% of everything that's ever been recorded.
Yeah.
So...
which is pretty unique because the licensing has been enforced so hard on social media and everything else lately. And to know that that's out there for people who are creative, that's out there for people who make sampled music,
right.
who do that kind of stuff.
Right.
And, to take that kind of consideration really does puts the creator at heart.
It does.
And, you know, like, even with my Dudes and Beer podcast, the main reason why I started writing my own intro music for it and why we came up with the intro song was right. because we were originally refused iHeartRadio status because we used our use of copywritten material in our intros.
Gotcha.
I would use thematic music, you know, right, things right. like straight radio status.
Right.
And it was all within fair use, you know, none of it was like over the allotted amount that you're supposed to use, anything like that. I wasn't making money off that music. I wasn't selling like a compendium of our intro music
right.
or anything like that. So,
but where they come into play is that they provide advertisements, which
exactly.
that you do make money
exactly.
on. And that's why they would refuse that.
Exactly. And, you know, at that point, I started writing my own music, and now we have our own theme song, and it does make a difference.
It does.
But when you're talking upload of media, and because there's been a lot of interesting stuff going on with Apple Cloud and things like that. Especially Apple Music.
Yes.
Over the last couple years, or over the last year, really, that were really odd where, you know, it was just part of the end user licensing that everything in your phone or in your library got sucked into there and became another file.
Right.
And that's some of the concern that what really ticked people off was the fact that their high fidelity files of their own music got changed without their permission and they right. could never get them back.
Right.
And you know, all kinds of things ensued and I don't know if they fixed it.
I know they lost
a huge number of people that had signed up for yeah. it that just stopped using it.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things that you have to go through with encoding and stuff like that, because for those creators out there, people like me who are videographers, stuff like that, what should they be doing kind of best practices wise to assure the best upload quality for their files?
Well, it depends.
To go to video.
It depends whether or not you're talking about video or
well,
audio.
Video. Let's start with video.
So
with
for
Breach
video,
TV.
we do recommend to record in 1080p. Our player actually does support all the way up to 8K.
Nice.
There's a new player coming that supports 8K, and it's gorgeous.
Nice.
I've been playing around with it over the weekend. Oh, my goodness. You saw it.
Yeah.
You saw the demo.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that was pretty phenomenal. That was only a 1440p video.
Yeah, like there's no way I could even see how good it was on my phone. Literally. I've got a pretty new phone.
We recommend using at least H.264 high settings for the best playability. Our encoding on the back end is going to set it to do that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's best to come in
60
with
frame per second already. 5994 or something.
5994, 60 frames yeah. per second, 1080p,
yeah.
4K if you want. If you've yeah. got the you know the bandwidth to send that kind of file.
Yeah, if you're on a Google Fiber or something like that.
Exactly. And then on the audio side of it, at least 320K.
Yeah.
Whatever lossless format you want to use.
Yep.
The audio side of it is going to decode it back to 320 MP3 anyway. So
yeah.
The nice thing is on the FM side of it is once we do that, you'll have our version of it, which has been encoded, and
yeah.
the original. The original for resale, if you decide you want to resell it on a CD or whatever,
yeah.
you're going to want that highest quality
Absolutely.
Audio file to go out to your customers.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's always my best practices as well. You know, shoot, record the best quality that you absolutely can afford, the best that you can. And, you know, especially whenever you're exporting, make sure to export a few different file types, you know, because even the other day, whenever I was uploading the last episode of this, I noticed a big difference whenever I tried a file of a different type. It was like, bam, it went up a whole lot faster.
Right, right.
You know, WMVs tend to take a little bit while longer.
They do.
AVIs tend to take considerably longer.
Yes, they do.
You know, you can upload those and that's fine. But really, you're looking more at like the MP4.
MP4, H.264 encoded.
Yeah.
Is really where it's at.
Yeah.
That saves processing time on our end. It gets your video up faster.
Yeah.
Eventually, that's not going to be an issue because we've got GPU encoding coming, which is going to make life like immediate.
Well, and already, like, the ingestion is fairly fast. Like, I am a regular user of Breach. Both of my shows are on Breach. My music is on Breach.
It is.
All kinds of stuff. I love it. It's a great platform. Y'all have such a varied, variety. It's redundant, but, whatever.
From the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah, that's right. The Department of Redundancy Department.
Indeed.
It's what is it like to actually go through and get, because you know I do my own WordPress coding, all that kind of stuff, but that's a totally different type of programming.
It is.
How did you get involved with that? Where did you get your training? Let's say where. Let's start from I guess the beginning.
From the beginning, it's 25 years ago, almost, believe it or not. I started working for a company that is now known as Match.com.
Yep.
That was my first IT job. 19 years old. I was doing just some real basic shell scripting for them. Nothing real major, but it was enough to kind of, you know, plant the seed of being a developer full time for the rest of my career. And that's kind of where it's gone from there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to get to where we are today, There were some off-the-box components we purchased for TV, but the FM project is all me. That's all my code,
nice.
Every last bit of it.
Nice. That's incredible. And, you know, I'm more of a code changer than a code writer. I think the last parses of code I wrote were probably on an Apple IIe in like 1987 in seventh grade.
Yeah.
That might be the last time I wrote actual code, other than maybe some PHP script that I've copied, pasted, and changed some stuff on. But when you're talking about this kind of technology, you know, people, it's interesting because I work a lot of high-end AV. I'm busy working one right now. And the concept of the Internet of Things, the concept of the cloud, like we were saying a while ago with Apple, is out there so much.
Yes.
One of my big hangups is things that take forever to load. I hated it with MySpace whenever I booked bands. It was, and I would be honest with them, you know, like, yeah, man, we got a baller MySpace page. I'm like, great. Here's the thing. If your MySpace page takes longer than 30 seconds to load on my computer, I'm out.
I'm not watching.
I'm out.
And that's the big thing. I mean,
And I'm the same way with websites. Like I know a lot of people that do video, film, or actors, things like that. And they send me things all the time on Vimeo. And it's like, why? Why? I'm sorry, Vimeo. Maybe we should have somebody from Vimeo on to defend their case, but I've yet to find a Vimeo video that just plays.
It does it, yeah.
That just plays. From beginning to end, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 minute, doesn't matter. Like, it always freezes, it always stops.
There's a trick around that.
And what's that?
You have to force it to play the HTML5 player.
Oh.
Because by default, they're still using a Flash player.
Oh, well, there you have it.
So,
there you have it.
But because of that, that's how they get the quality, especially on the 4K videos.
Yeah.
They're still using a Flash-based player.
Okay. Well, and I guess that makes sense, but it just bugs the hell out of me that I can't just watch a clip that somebody gives me.
Exactly.
And I have yet to have that experience on Breach. I've yet to have anything where it took forever to load, where it took forever to find something.
Unless it was a video that was encoded at 100 megabit per second.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it was just insanely huge.
Yes.
But even on stuff like my Wi-Fi hotspot that is my phone, that kind of stuff, I've yet to have an issue with anything loading on there. It is a light and lean platform. And I'm here to tell you guys that we get not only this show, but Dudes and Beer puts up great numbers on Breach. If you are a musician or a podcast or a content maker, a video gamer, anything like that, Breach.tv is the website. Go join. It's absolutely free. I'm not sure what are the rules regarding monetization, things like that. Is it like YouTube where you have to have existed a certain amount of time or have to have a certain number of views?
As soon as you sign up, you're eligible for monetization.
And that's what I love, is that you can literally put up videos of your band playing live, stuff like that, make them monetized, and start making money immediately. It's great. It's a fantastic platform. I've loved being a part of it. From what I've seen, the viewers there are hungry.
They
love watching. The people that are there are loyal people.
Yes.
And, you know, to have 6,000 users already, just because y'all went live in November, but that was really kind of a soft launch.
It was. It was a beta launch.
Yeah.
It absolutely was. But, you know, once we got everything settled in, we did it. We did do a redesign. In January.
Yeah.
And that was kind of our hard open.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
And things really took off from there.
Yeah. And I want to say it was March.
It was March, yeah.
March, whenever you were first on the Dudes and Beer podcast. And at that point, you know, y'all had a couple thousand users.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it, like, since then, the growth has been phenomenal. The response has been great.
Yes, it has.
And I love going there every day, checking my numbers, because I'm crazy about that. I keep all the stats for my podcasts. And, you know, it's amazing to see where y'all have come to. And you're talking about the Breach FM platform, which is a branch of Breach.tv. How does that work? Explain to us what Breach FM is. What kind of platform is it?
So it's going to be geared more towards the independent artist, the independent musician who wants to come out. Maybe is fed up with the practices and the uncertainty with other websites.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're even going to be alive.
Whether they'll still exist in a year.
Whether they're even going to still exist a year from now. Or, you know, maybe they are going to exist and there's some questionable backing behind it. Whether it's, you know, they're being backed by C3 or whomever.
Yeah.
We want to give those artists a platform to come and be seen, be heard. Give them a place to come hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to come hang out and throw collaboration ideas at other artists? We're going to have a forum to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to have a marketplace. So if you've got gear you want to get rid of.
Oh, sweet. Heck yeah.
That's going to be there.
I am all about that. As all of you know, I have a heavy, heavy gear addiction. So we can't let my wife Amy know about the gear section of Breach.tv, but she is actually getting ready to set up her Breach.tv account as we speak.
Excellent.
And start putting her podcast up, things like that.
Excellent.
Because number one, it's fairly local. Like, it's right here.
We're here.
I mean, it's right here in Austin, and there's nothing like, I remember what it was like getting on Facebook close to the beginning, you know, getting on things like MySpace and,
yes.
You know, I used to dial into bulletin board systems back in the day. I was
yes.
such a nerd. But to see that kind of stuff still occurring, grassroots, that's giving people the opportunities to put up their art, socially share things and collaborate, like you're
yes.
saying, is absolutely fantastic. When are you looking at a full launch of the FM platform?
September 1st.
Okay.
It was our go live date.
Okay. And is that like a channel playlist type situation,
it
or
will
is
be,
it
yes.
more of it, like a page, or?
It'll be a little bit of both. You'll be able to go out there and set up a playlist based on music that you're listening to. We'll be able to offer you recommendations. Oh, you like this? So.
Oh, great.
Here's something you may like listening to.
Fantastic.
there will be a social aspect to it. Everybody who joins will have a page, kind of like how we do on the TV platform.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So even if you're just a person who likes to listen to independent music, you'll be able to have a social page where people can leave messages for you.
Yeah.
You can post social updates, kind of like a social.
Well, and it's whenever you comment on somebody's right. music or video, right.
it'll let you comment.
Yeah. It'll let you know that, you know, they commented back or anything like that.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way that you can really interact.
Yes.
Through forum is to have a user ID. And it's actually super easy, not only to get a user ID, but to go, and I'm monetized on a few platforms, and I cannot say the monetization on those platforms was nearly as easy as it was on Breach TV.
Yeah.
It literally
sign the agreement, give us your
yeah
payment details, done.
Yeah, simple. And as we're getting ready to wrap up here, what are we looking at as far as things coming down the pipe? Because you said Breach.fm is coming, but are there any other exciting announcements? Any
Absolutely.
Other new concepts coming down?
There is the mobile apps coming for Breach
Sweet.
TV.
Sweet. Sweet.
We got a rejection from Google on one thing, so we're having to go back and look at that. And Apple's still doing their thing. So
Apple approval.
Apple will take whatever time they're going to take.
Yeah, yeah. It's a closed-loop system, and it's their system, and you have to play by their rules.
Exactly. So that's coming. We're also going to have an app for the FM side of it.
Nice.
We're also getting ready to start launching live streaming. So
great.
This
I love
podcast
that.
Can be streamed live to Facebook, to wherever.
Heck yeah.
Anybody that can consume an RTMP feed will be able to consume a live stream through the Breach platform.
Awesome.
So, good times coming.
Awesome.
And another busy quarter coming up.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, for those of us like you that are behind the background, much like I am with these websites and podcasts, it's a lot of work. But it's one of those that, you know.
It's pretty rewarding.
Well, yeah, it's uber rewarding because it's what you love doing. Like, you would be doing it anyway. You would be writing, like, even in your off time, even though you maintain servers and things like that for other people. If you weren't doing this, you would be coding something else in your off time anyway.
Exactly.
You know, just because
that's kind of what we do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, geez, I was bored as heck the other day and randomly made up a website and launched it. You know, go check it out. WesleySpawn.com.
Okay.
WesleySpawn.com. It's the only place on the internet that is totally devoted to getting Wesley Snipes to play the character of Spawn in the upcoming Spawn movie.
Nice.
And the idea is to go Snakes on a Plane / Deadpool on it, you know, where we just bombard the forums with so many ideas of what us, the fans, want to see that it changes the outcome of the movie.
Okay.
Hopefully, we can steer some of the creation to where it's the fan movie that it should be. For a character like that. Not only that, but it's just like a plethora of comic book movie and movie news. Like,
okay.
it's crazy. Like, a few hundred articles a day get posted there.
Wow.
About comic books and Comic-Cons.
Nice.
And all kinds of stuff. So if you're a nerd like me, you know, you can't really see all the comic book stuff on the wall over there or over there. But it is literally all around me.
Yes.
I am a comic book nerd, so that's why I did it, because I'm passionate about it and I love it. And like you said, we can't help it.
It's in our blood.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just it. Those of you out there that are engineers like myself, like him, you understand the mania. You understand what it is to eat, sleep, drink, and dream, what it is that you do constantly. You know, like I tell people all the time, I assemble racks in my sleep. Like, that's like my counting sheep. I assemble racks.
Nice.
You know, but Richard, I want to thank you so much for coming on, man. Because, you know, you've been
pleasure.
On Dudes and Beer a couple times. And to have you come on here and talk to this audience, an audience of not only musicians, but engineers,
tech people.
Who make instructional videos. I'm telling you, folks, go check out Breach.tv. Check out the upcoming Breach.fm if you're a band, musician, podcaster, whatever. Start a podcast. Start up a video feed. You know, start up a Twitch channel if you're a video game player, of you and your friends, stuff like that. It's more fun than you would ever imagine, number one. Number two, it's just fun. That's number one and number two. It's just fun. Plain out and simple. So
it calls to your creative side.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I'm inclined to look at things, especially since you're saying it's going to have the live feeds and collaboration and stuff like that. I am all about that. To be able to have like two people, you know, picture in picture doing something across the country, live feed, that's great. And what a fantastic platform to build for artists. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And thank you so much for coming on the show and being on, everybody. Once again, everybody, Richard Adams, co-founder and lead engineer for Breach.tv. While you're on the internet checking things out, please do stop on by and check out TalkingSoundPodcast.com. There you can find all of the industry news. You can also find the way I pay it forward, the freelance AV list. If you go there, you can go under freelance AV directory, and there is a listing of the United States. You click on your region, click on your city, and it will populate a list of local AV companies that hire freelancers. So as far as I know, it's the only one on the internet. I haven't found another one. There are numerous like AV directories,
right,
but there isn't anything that's specifically companies that hire freelancers. So that's, like I said, it's my way of paying it forward.
Stop by
and check that out. There's also the free download section that's full of tons of great free plugins, software, RTAs. The industry news section has tons of updates from people like Avid, Rupert Neve, soon-to-be DPA Microphones. And on that note, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, Richard Adams, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thanks
for having me. Until next time, everybody, remember, keep reaching for 11. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Sound.